The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning once again. If you're just joining us, it's 8 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, March 3rd, 2023. March 3rd or March 2nd? I just want to see if you're paying attention. It's actually the second. For those of you that are, we're trying to reach out to Lex Green, and it's a pen name. For those of you who know American history, you know why he chose that name, a pseudonym. Lex Green, Lexington Green, Abbott historian. Yeah, okay. Due to today's cancel culture, a pen name, he uses that to protect his true identity because he hasn't written for publications in several years. And we're trying to reach out to him and get him on the show. But in the meantime, phone lines are wide open. We will take your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Before we took the break, we told you that 60% of U.S. adults are living paycheck to paycheck. Yep, more month at the end of the money. And why is that? Well, I think we all know increased cost of living, although not quite as much as they were a year ago, according to Lending Club and Payments. These are new studies. They surveyed 4,163 U.S. consumers during the month of January, and they looked at other economic data, and that's what they found out. 60% of U.S. adults, including more than 4 in 10 high-income consumers, live paycheck to paycheck. You see, and it doesn't matter about the money and how much you make, because having $1 million income means you got a whole different set of problems rather than if you have a $50,000 income. Those earning less than $50,000 a year are the ones reporting they're living paycheck to paycheck. And that dropped over the past year. Now it's at 64% and 74% respectively. We're talking about those earning between $50,000 and $100,000 a year versus low-income consumers making less than $50,000 a year. Now, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, obviously, you know, there's something wrong, and maybe not with your equation, but we all have to do something to negotiate ourselves into a new position so we're not sweating bullets. My good buddy Greg in Texas is on the phone. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we talked yesterday, and you twisted my brain into knots with this, what I think you're going to reveal to our listeners out there. We'll see how many of them pick up on what you're about to tell me. Go ahead.
I want to preface this, Dave. Since we spoke yesterday, I've gone back and checked sources, and the only one I found was AP. But, you know, AP, they're going to kill a lot of stuff, right?
So, yeah, they do.
Anyway, let me run this by you, my friend.
All right.
What do you think? The National Basketball Association or the National Football League? Okay?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
36 of them have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly bankrupt at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot qualify for a credit card due to their bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting, 21 are currently defendants in lawsuits, and 84 have been arrested for drunk driving this year. So what do you think?
I know. See, this is we discussed this yesterday. I should ask our callers to call in and tell me if they know which one was it. This is one of those folks. We're laughing right now. This is one of those jokes where you have a rooster sitting on top of a barn that's a gable barn. You know what a gable barn looks like, and the rooster laid an egg. Which side of the barn is it going to roll down? Right. It's like a plane crashes on the border between the U.S. and Canada. Where do you bury the survivors?
Yeah. Yep.
You gotta look past the joke, because this is not a joke. This isn't a joke.
Conclusion. Okay. So which is it? The NBA or the NFL?
Well, I already know the answer to it, but go ahead and give me the punchline.
For the listeners out there, it's neither. It's the 535 members of Congress.
I love it. If that isn't a rude awakening, yep. I don't know what is. Greg, that goes past to air as human. I mean, these people are getting busted for all sorts of stuff, and they're running our country?
Yep, they are, unfortunately. So I guess even if this is a joke, it still makes me think that we all need to continue to stay current and awake and on top of it. And we do that because we get our news and information from you, because you speak the truth. And you have people on speak the truth. And, you know, I challenge anyone, call me. Y'all have my number, and if anyone finds anything different about these numbers, I'd be surprised. But just remember, that's 535 members of Congress. Let's throw them all out.
I love it. They threw me, you threw me a curve yesterday, but I'm telling you what, I said, yeah, you need to call the show. You said, yeah, I'm going to, so we're glad you did. I appreciate you more than you know. God bless you, man. And say hi to your lovely wife for me too. I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. And this is the thing, you know, he's got a point. We have a government you cannot trust, and they are going out and doing the same thing, thinking that, well, look at me. I'm a congressman. I'm a senator. I can do what I want and not have to be held accountable. Well, I don't know, folks. You voted him into office. I know you're saying, I didn't vote that guy in. He stole the election. Yeah, see, 80.5 million Americans can't be all wrong, right? Especially people listening to this show, because, I mean, we take those critical, you got to put the critical thinking cap on here. We have a government that's basically into runaway spending, and we have a Supreme Court that people are beginning to doubt their integrity. However, they did rule on the last day of last month, 5-4, in a fractured opinion, that the IRS imposed an excessive fine on a businessman for failing to report foreign bank accounts and reduced his financial penalty from $2.72 million down to $50,000. The decision came after the House of Representatives, now controlled by Republicans, voted in January to repeal a congressional provision allotting almost $80 billion to the IRS over the coming 10 years for increased enforcement. Democrats say the IRS has long been underfunded. Yeah, of course. These are the people that they want to arm with guns so they can make house calls. Yeah, right. Here's them damn revenuers. Yeah. You remember what they did way back when? They got out those double barrel shotguns, you know, chased them off their property. Remember way back when? Yeah, but it was worse than the Hatfields and the McCoys. Wow. What things history teaches you. Nisad Singh, former engineering chief for the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX, has pleaded guilty to criminal charges in New York. Multiple FTX executives have now pleaded guilty, applying more pressure on disgraced CEO and Democrat super donor Sam Bankman fraud. The six charges against Singh included conspiracy to commit securities fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws. So he was in on it, giving all that money. You know, see, here's the thing that nobody's paying attention to. According to what prosecutors were saying in New York, Congress, all those members of Congress, that's all 535 of you that Greg was talking about, were told you had until the 28th of February to turn all that money in that you got from Sam Bankman fraud. Have you heard anything about it? I don't think so. Oh, there's Andy Looney again. Yeah, you ever wonder how far up Telly Savalas and Yul Brynner watch their foreheads? I wonder about that sometimes. Yeah, I bet you do. Yep, Andy Looney, back from the grave. My goodness, remember that? And people used to watch. I'm doing my 60-minute stopwatch count right there. And now, like, it's, you know, the only thing pleasant that I knew of on 60 Minutes was when Scott Pelley interviewed the attorney from Florida, Lynn Zimoniak, who discovered all of the robo-signing going on. And I'm just like, man, you just nailed it, buddy. And other than that, I can't say a whole lot of the truth coming out. California community colleges, by the way, hired too many part-time professors and misspent funds, according to a state audit out of California. What else is new? I mean, look at what opened the books and Adam Andrzejewski. Look at all the stuff they found and how they had to go about the means to get it. Filing lawsuits to get information out of the state. It's crazy, isn't it? Mike in Alaska. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning there, David. How's it going there down in sunny? Where are you located at?
We're in the Lone Star State right now.
Oh, beautiful. You're not in Austin, are you?
No. No, I'm not in Wokeville. No. Nope.
Yeah, I feel sorry for one of my heroes, Alex Jones. That's where he's located there. But I guess
I've actually been a guest on his show multiple times, and I've actually been to those studios in Austin. They're in East Austin. Actually, they're closer to the airport.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, he is the top patriot right now. You are too. You guys are all, anybody that puts their butt on the line out in the public like that, you're moving targets. And Alex, I've been listening to him since he went on Coast to Coast, oh, I guess 20-something years ago, about Bohemian Grove. And that's when I lived in California, and I was fascinated by the Bohemian Grove and the Russian River and people trying to get in there and locked up and abused for days before they released them, trying to get into Bohemian Grove. But anyway, Dave, I wanted to talk about, like you said, the dismantling of America. It started probably before Kennedy, probably since the Wilson administration. And you see these morons on TV from the Wilson Foundation. Well, they're commies and they're anti-constitutionalists. People don't realize that the progressive movement means to progressively move away from the Constitution. But when they killed Kennedy, my dad was a combat war vet in the Battle of Leyte in World War II. He told me when I was 5 years old that cops would become a target. Anybody with a uniform on would become a target. They'd become the enemy, and that communism was taken over. And I forget the name of that senator that said Hollywood was all going communist. And was that McCarthy or Joe McCarthy?
Yep.
And Joe McCarthy. Yeah, he said that my dad thought that he was assassinated. What's that called? The soft kill. And he was actually a hero, even though he went about it the wrong way. He was right. Joe McCarthy was dead right. Hollywood was and is communist. It's a house of hell like Disney. He told me a long time ago that Disney was a Masonic pig pedophile and that you watch what he's going to be doing. And then all of a sudden, all these shows come out like, you know what they are on cable. The kids shows, those are just pedophile shows. But
drag shows, I mean, they're all spinoffs.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But the taking apart of America started a long time ago. In California, it started with Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, the land grabbers. They took over for Alan Cranston, who died a terrible death of cancer, and he was the original land grabber. And Dianne Feinstein, who's, if you look, her eyes are black. I don't think there's any pupils in there, but she flew over the California desert with Boxer, and they go, oh, that looks like a good area. Let's take that area out and make a wilderness desert S-71 bill. And they virtually stopped all mining, ranching, and logging in California. The spotted owl bull crap. The owls were mating together and breeding themselves out. It had nothing to do with the loggers. In fact, the owls thrived on the areas that had been logged and replanted, reseeded because of the food there. Their population was actually expanding. And Dianne Feinstein took out, people don't realize this, the Mojave Desert is probably the richest mineralized zone in the world that they know of. There's so many minerals out there. Lithium, like at the Mountain Pass mine where europium used to be made for color TVs. That's where color TV started, was the Desert Pass mine between Brady's house in Vegas there and Los Angeles. It's one of the cleanest run mines in the world. Even the buildings were painted to match the desert. And you never saw a piece of trash anywhere on both sides of the freeway driving by there. But, you know, they had a freshwater leak that spilled out on a slightly radioactive ground heading up towards Death Valley there, where they disposed of the fresh water. Well, yep. Obama and I think Gina McCarthy and was the head of the EPA, they sued, I think it was American Potash or another giant corporation that owned that mine, yep. Sued them for upgrades. So they put in millions of dollars of upgrades. That wasn't good enough. Obama bankrupted them. And guess what? They sold the property to China. China now runs that lithium mine. They own it. And then in comes the wind turbines and the solar mirrors, like down at Kramer Junction out in the desert. That has never produced one penny of profit. It's subsidized every year. They wipe out ground. They try to put one in there at Ridgecrest, China Lake, where I used to live. And I literally fought them tooth and nail. I woke up the whole community.
I'm glad somebody's waking up the community. Hey, Mike, I tell you what, I got Lex Green on the line. Lex, you're listening to all of this diatribe. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, I've just now been heard maybe the last 30 seconds, 60 seconds, something like that. So I'm not quite up to speed.
Well, I mean, all of my callers. Yeah, Lex, all my callers have been talking about everything systematically erasing America, everything that we were going to be getting involved in this conversation. And Bill in Illinois, right before the break, called in and he was like nailing everything. I told him, I says, hey, wait till Lex comes on, because there's even more stuff that you've been posting on News with Views. And Mike, we appreciate your chiming in. I mean, you've been in the forefront fighting this thing. Tom in Ohio, you're on the phone. You have something related to our conversation here about taking America down.
Well, I was kind of wanting to talk a little bit about Ukraine for a minute, but I guess it's partly the same thing.
Well, I mean, no, that's all part of it. That's all part of it. Go ahead.
Did you ever watch RT?
Yes, we do on occasion.
Well, it's off the air now. I mean, on cables or satellite networks, whatever. They took it off at the beginning of COVID BS. And, well, they had a show on there. It was about Ukraine burning. Have you ever seen that documentary? It's about an hour show. It was about John McCain and Victoria Nuland in Ukraine in 2014-15, pledging all this money, and a pretty interesting show. You could probably look it up and watch that. Give you a lot of information about how this all started way back then, way before Putin ever was forced into invading Ukraine. All the money that was floating, going over there in back then. And now it's, you know, it's a money laundering thing, too, because all that money's not going to Ukraine. It might be going to Ukraine, but it's getting laundered and shipped back here.
Well, we know that, but Lex, what's your take on it? Is Tom headed the right direction?
He absolutely is. And it's unfortunate, highly unfortunate, that because of our current state of our federal government and news media and even their involvement with social media and the likes, most Americans, I don't think, have a very good idea of what is actually going on in Ukraine and has been going on there for a very long time. You know, the Donbass region and that over on the eastern border of Ukraine at Russia, they have been fighting for their own autonomy ever since 2014 and before. And so, you know, when Putin went in to there, you know, unfortunately, too, by the way, in today's culture, cancel culture, if you just agree that something Putin said happens to be true, well, then you're a Putin lover and you're a closet commie against the United States. That's not true. Not true at all, but that's the culture we're in now. The bottom line is, yeah, he's on the right track. What he said is, as far as what's gone on over there, the Obama administration essentially deposed the real administration in Ukraine in 2014 and installed Zelensky. And I think if anybody's paid much attention, all they already know, Zelensky has no such background. He was a comedian and an entertainer and not a very good one of those either. And
yeah, wannabe porn star.
Zelensky is Obama's puppet over there, plain and simple. But yeah, people like John McCain were involved too.
Yeah, so another Republican that's looking out for our interest.
All right. It's all part of the uniparty system. I mean, this is what's going on right now, Tom. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks for chiming in. Lex, we're just in the middle of this conversation. It's gotten really thick. People have been calling in using very colorful words. It's, I guess that they're really upset and pissed off about what this government is doing, and they're all part of this conversation that we've been having. You've been writing on News with Views about, and that is a .com website you can see Lex Green's articles on, Systematically Erasing America, Part 1 and 2. And I'm going to touch base here because if those who are not learned about what's going on, and we've got a lot of frustrated listeners out there that are about ready to give up, and I, you know, we're about 2 inches away from calling to arms. Even though we're trying to hold back, I mean, everybody's stockpiling food, they're stockpiling guns, they're stockpiling ammo. They already know that there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike right now that you look at this uniparty system in the last 2 years of the Biden administration, this is all nothing but lame duck in a lot of people's minds. What's your take on all of this and what's in store for us? What should we be looking for? What are the warning signs?
Well, I think everything you said is true, number one. What's in the column, the two-part columns that you're referencing, is dealing with erasing America by simply, for listeners who haven't read them yet, by simply redefining words that have been around for thousands of years to give them a different meaning and essentially undermine the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration, undermine our laws with it. In the mid-1940s, the United States law schools pretty much stopped teaching much of anything about constitutional law and focused entirely on British common law. Our courts today run on British common law, not on constitutional law. Our government, as far as I'm concerned, it's my opinion based on years and years and years and years of research and daily engagement with people on these issues. It's my opinion that our current federal government, you know, I'm familiar with the term uniparty. I don't use it myself for a reason, but you can certainly provide evidence that that's the case. What I think is a problem much larger than that is that today our federal government is in its entirety is unconstitutional.
Good point. Good point. It's valid. I mean, that is what's happening. But the uniparty system, and I'm just, when I say that in general terms, Lex, I'm talking about Congress and the ship show that we have going on here. Yeah, I know you do. We're both on the same page here, which is why I love having Lex on the show, folks, because, I mean, you want to talk about truth, justice in the American way. I mean, you don't need Superman when you got this guy on your show, because everything he says is based on historical research and his understanding of what's going on, which is why he writes articles on News With Views. So, you know, our bigger situation is trying to avoid, first off, I mean, we're talking about 60% of Americans now, according to new research, living paycheck to paycheck. This is all by design. They're collapsing our food system. They're collapsing our economy. It's all deliberate. They want to put us all on the ropes so that America basically implodes on itself. And now we have this other bigger problem, and it's called multiculturalism, by allowing our southern borders to remain open. This is all by design, is it not, sir?
It is. Every bit of it is by design, all of it. Everything you see, everything you just mentioned, and a lot more, it is all by design. And I'll go further than the things you just mentioned. We're on the brink of World War III. Essentially, it's already begun. We've been engaged in the war against Russia in Ukraine now, pretty much since it started, and even before that. And so we've been engaged there, you know, initially helping to create that war, and then also we are involved in funding actually both sides of the war over there. Through different means. And yes, Tom was right earlier. A lot of the funding that goes from taxpayers to Ukraine is being laundered, you know, through that system, most of it back to the United States into politician pockets. And so, you know, now we're at the stage where we're sending tanks. Allegedly, we're doing this, we're doing that. We're full-blown in that war. That war is not a war between Russia and Ukraine with Russia's intent to take over Ukraine. That was never true. It's still not true. It's not going to be true. That's a false assessment of what that war is all about, and it has been false since day one. The whole situation was created by the Obama administration in 2014, and it's just been slow burn escalating to the point that once Obama was in control again, everybody should understand that the mumbling, bumbling idiot that's, you know, pretending to be president right now isn't running anything, including his teleprompter. And so, you know, he's only reading whatever somebody's telling him to read to the best of his ability. And that's it. That's all he's doing. And so, and Kamala Harris is even worse than him, and she doesn't even have dementia. So it's not those
no, she acts like Lex. She acts like she's stoned half the time she's on camera.
She does. And so it's a Barack Obama right now that's running this country. And anybody who doesn't know that isn't very smart, in my opinion. And so, you know, so the whole situation over there was created for lots of different reasons. But it was all created by the United States and initially the Obama administration by installing Zelensky there, who they totally, completely control, he doesn't have dementia either, but he's no smarter than Kamala.
No doubt. We're at the break. I want to continue this conversation, folks. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You can chime in if you like what you're hearing. Lex Green is right on about all of this stuff, and that's why he writes with News With Views. We're going to have him back on after the break, and we'll take your phone calls. We'll continue this discussion because we got to figure out how we're going to fix these things or, in the alternative, prepare for what's coming. Be back.
Carmel has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. This is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you, along with Lex Green, renowned author on newswithviews.com. For those of you who have internet access, a lot of you I know are listening by phone, which, by the way, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. And Lex, before, we were talking about Ukraine, and I know that this has got people really bummed out. People are losing faith in the government. Patrice in Ohio, I know you are, you called last hour, and I know that, you don't have a whole lot of hope for D.C., do you?
Oh, never. It needs to be dismantled.
Yeah, they need an enema, don't they?
Maybe there'll be a phoenix in a yeah. lifetime. Who knows?
Never know. Well, you have a question for Lex?
So, have you heard, I'm sure, of the statements made by Henry Kissinger back in 2012 about the status of Israel and that how it would be gone in the next decade and that Ukraine would become the new big Israel?
I have not heard those specific comments, but I'm very familiar with Henry Kissinger and his history. And Henry Kissinger is a traitor to this country, and he has been all of his adult life.
So the deal is that Ukraine is to be the next big Israel, and that Israel would be like an open territory for all nations. And that
given that the Khazarians, like the other caller earlier talked about, that is the area where they started, and that, you know, what you said too, Russia isn't into taking it all over, that that would be a deal that would be had moving forward. And so doesn't that go back to the Zionists in 2014 trying to get their takeover of what happened in Ukraine?
I believe so, but there's something much larger in motion right now, and that is an entire global reset. There's a restructuring of the entire world taking place right now. And I think, you know, the same people who removed Donald Trump from office, the only, you know, one of the only peace presidents we've ever had, actually, the same people responsible for that through election fraud in this country are the same exact people that have gone after Putin and Russia to remove Putin and Russia for the same reasons. You know, Trump and Putin were not friends. They had an understanding. Trump and Putin were similar, and they had a common ground in only one place, and that is Trump was America first, and Putin is Russia first. That they understood about one another, and on that basis they could get along, as long as they both stood for national sovereignty and security. But once they removed Trump from office and the new regime came in, the Obama, you know, third term came in, that time frame was over, and they had gotten rid of Trump at that point through election fraud. And now the last standing national sovereignty leader is Putin in Russia, and he has to go just like Trump had to go, because those two leaders stood directly in the way of the global reset that's underway. So I agree with what you're saying.
Well, but I have a question. So in reality, then, isn't it really China that's motivating all this to happen? Because, you know, the whole COVID garbage was really probably because of what Donald Trump did with all the restrictions that we put on China in retaliation, that we're all suffering for that. And, you know, they want to go after the big enchilada.
Yep. One thing leads to another, right?
Well, that's right. But my opinion, my position is that China is not behind the big picture here. In the end, China may, you know, if they're successful with the entire global reset, China may end up being the last standing and most powerful sovereign nation in the world. And they may end up being, you know, even the leadership of the WEF, World Economic Forum, are on record saying that it's the Chinese model they have intended for the world once they can do this reset. So China's involved in that way. China's involved in Russia. You know, the United States has been supplying Ukraine with weaponry against Russia. And so China and Putin are making friends in order for China to supply, in the end, probably troops and equipment and money to Russia to defend Russia in this situation. And so is Iran backing Russia, by the way. And so, which was just announced yesterday, is 12 days away from having nuclear warheads.
And yeah, so, we just reported on that this morning,
so
too.
Is it maybe Israel and China against everybody else?
No. You know, my answer to this question is true. Unfortunately, most Americans don't know it. Even worse is most Americans won't like the answer, so they'll tend to not understand, they'll tend to not believe it. Our federal government is the one that's against everyone. Our government is the one that is driving all of this, the U.S. federal government. And if you go back to the Obama 8 years, they toppled seven other countries' leadership during that eight-year period, seven of them in the Middle East. And installed their own. The only one they don't have control of is Egypt. if you go back and you remember the first uprising there in Egypt that removed Mubarak from power, that was the Obama regime doing that, and then they installed Morsi, their puppet, same as Zelensky in Ukraine. But there was a second Arab Spring that took place that was organic by the people to remove Morsi and put in their own leadership. So the effort for them to control Egypt through Morsi failed in that case. But in the other six cases, their puppets are running those countries. So this is a global event the world has never seen before. You know, we've seen the rise of Nazism in Germany. We've seen the rise of communism, brutal communism in China with Mao. We've seen Stalin and Lenin ahead of Putin in Russia. This is completely different. This is all of those things combined, and it's global. It's going to impact every single country, including our own. And so while the things you're talking about have some relevance and truth, it's a very small piece of the bigger puzzle and just part of the same operation for one government to control every country.
We appreciate your call, Patrice.
The driver behind all this is our own government.
It is. Tom in South Carolina, you're on the phone with Lex Green. Go.
It's my government that you're talking about. It is the people in the American government. We have a wonderful system that is a little bit flawed, and so some really wicked people have taken advantage of it, put themselves in place to control everything. But I'd say that it's always been true that vampires and werewolves have struggled with each other to take charge, to see who can drink our blood and crunch our bones. And it's going on right now on a world scale stage. I think China has been in a sneaky war with everybody, even Russia, that through the U.S. and Ukraine. You know, who am I to have bright ideas? But one thing I want to get back to is the prion. Don't let me forget that. But we're getting a lot out of China. We're very dependent upon China. And so,
Tom, there's an old saying, my enemy's enemy is my friend, temporarily.
It's not necessarily,
and that's what you're seeing happen. And that's what you're watching happen. My enemy's enemy is my friend, temporarily, when it comes to
there's a great computer programs that everybody is running, trying to war game. And so it's too complex for the ordinary human mind, I think, like me. But here's what I'm wanted to make a point about is the prion. That's the thing that causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease and mad cow. It's and when it's present in very vanishingly small amounts, it's still infectious, and people can get this thing and not show any symptoms for many years sometimes. And if we are dependent upon Chinese food or additives to the food, at some point when plan A doesn't work, plan B doesn't work, and C, they can slip this into the food chain, and in a few years we'll all be muttering idiots about like Biden.
Which is what they're doing. I mean, this is all part of the takeover, and you got that right, Tom. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Infiltrating the food chain. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a big conference coming up here in the next day or so, and several people are getting together with Patrick Wood from Technocracy News showing how they are invading our food supply. So you're right on about that. They're taking over. They got the mRNA jab into 220 million people who have put their faith in the government instead of God. This is all part of the bigger picture because this kill switch, it's out there somewhere. We just haven't seen huge evidence of it so far. But those who have not succumbed to going and getting the jab are the ones that are out ahead of this thing. And they're the ones, Lex, I think, that are calling our show that are really frustrated with what's going on. I know because of this great reset and everything, you really think that we're all doomed? Do we have a chance to recover from this? What's your take on that?
Well, for over 40 years, personally, I have written and fought and researched and worked with many, many people and many groups here in the country to try to educate people and warn people to do simple, easy things, peaceful things that they could do each step of the way for the last 40 years to prevent ever being where we are now. And there was just never a time during that period where the people felt threatened enough to do any of those things, really. Small numbers, yes, but not in big enough numbers to carry out missions, peaceful operations that would have prevented us from being where we are right now. So that's very difficult for me because I've been at this for 40 years, and here we are still having this conversation. But
you feel like you're talking to a wall, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remind myself a lot of people didn't listen to God or Jesus either, so who am I, right?
I get it. No, I mean, Christ didn't do many miracles in his own backyard because of their unbelief. It says it right there in the scriptures.
Absolutely. And so, you know, in January of 2020, as soon as we heard the word, and when I say I work with a group of people, I do the writing. But what I write really comes from a group effort of investigations, and we do a lot of things behind the scenes that most people have no idea what we do. And but in any event, including working on both military and civilian and constitutional law cases and things like that, we do a lot of that. But we do it behind the scenes. There's always a lawyer or a law firm out front carrying the message into the courthouse, but we do a lot of different things and have for a lot of years. And a lot of that culminates in my writings when I see things that I think that people have to know. In January 2020, the minute we heard COVID-19, all of us immediately looked at each other and said, bioweapon. Immediately.
You got that right. You knew this. You knew this was going to happen. I mean, they all knew it was going to happen because you've been watching the Agenda 19 and everything that happened at Johns Hopkins. I mean, it all came, and they told us they were going to do it.
Yep, they did. And in our case, most of the people I work with, they all have military or, national security backgrounds. And so they're very familiar with how bioweapons work is done. And our government's involvement in that as well through the DOD. And so all the way back to Fort Detrick and before that. When we heard, what was happening, in January 2020, we're like, instantly we were a bioweapon. And the second thing we said was regime change. This has been released for regime change. They're going to remove Trump from office. And then we started hearing about Trump and warp speed and the development of vaccines. And we're like, more bioweapons, more lethal bioweapons. And so now, almost two and a half years later, what we were talking about 2.5 years ago is now starting to breach even the difficult public news channels and be confirmed. We said it came out of the Wuhan, China factory. We knew that. A bioweapons factory, they call it a lab, but it's a bioweapons factory, really. And so, but the American people, and I don't mean to sound any harsher than I should, but they were asleep at the wheel for years, decades. And so, life has been so good so long for most people in this country that they forgot that throughout human history, nowhere on earth has there ever been a government worthy of its people's trust.
And so now we sit in the background, stewing, trying to figure out what our next move is, being the last pockets of resistance. I mean, it feels like we're literally living in the middle of culture wars. They've got people turned against each other. This is all by design. Nobody is thinking right these days. I mean, this is Dietrich Bonhoeffer revisited.
It is.
It's a craziness.
It is. And, our nation's motto, I asked a group of young people, college age, the other day that I was speaking with, I said, do you know what our national motto is? Nobody in the room did. And I said, "E pluribus unum." They said, "We've never heard that. What does it mean?" I said, "From many, one."
That's right.
And I had to explain. That. And they said, "Well, that's not what we have in this country. We're so divided." Blah blah blah. I said, "Yes." And the reason we're so divided is people from about the 1950s on no longer assimilate into our society, into our culture. They drag all their garbage from wherever they came from in the world, and they dump it here, and they build little enclaves. There's a Chinatown, then there's an enclave of Muslim population, then there's an enclave of where it's predominantly black, and then there's an enclave where it's predominantly something else. and they stopped assimilating into our society. That made it very, very easy for a government to intentionally divide and pit people against one another. And the purpose of that is that divided people cannot stand together against a unconstitutional government. And before we run out of time, I want to get back to the point of World War III for a second.
I definitely want to hear that. You think we will?
I don't believe we're going to avoid that. And I think the reason we're not going to be able to avoid that is our government, there's enough truth leaking out into the public domain that, like the callers you've mentioned today, are getting very frustrated and very upset and very scared of what's going on, and almost to a panic level, which panic is never your friend, by the way.
No.
And so it won't help you under any circumstance, so don't do that. Keep you a clear head about yourself and find truth. Truth will set you free, and that's all that'll set you free. And so at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to avoid that war, because we're on the cusp right now of a flood of information that will prove that the current administration is completely illegitimate and inept, and that somebody else is running this country. We're on the cusp of information that's going to prove that our whole entire federal government, all of it, all three branches, are functioning completely outside the Constitution. Right at the moment, the Constitution and Bill of Rights is not in force or effect in this country. Most Americans don't know that, and they don't want to know it, but that's the reality. And so that information is going to be flooding out in the coming days and weeks into the public domain. In order for our government to prevent the people from ever standing up against them, they're going to drive World War III as a means of unifying the people against foreign enemies instead of them.
Interesting take. Now, World War III, to what degree are we talking about? Is it possible that an EMP strike could be launched on the United States of America?
I think it's not only possible, I think it's likely.
And this is what we have to prepare for.
That's what we have to prepare for.
Well, this
there's a lot of talk about Russia using nukes, but Russia is not in. Russia's spending billions of dollars right now to build a conventional war weaponry. They wouldn't need any of that if they had planned, if they were planning on using tactical nukes. So I don't think Putin. You know, people can think whatever they want about Putin, but two things he's not. He's not crazy and he's not stupid.
No. And he doesn't want the New World Order either. He's not, I don't think he subscribes to the WEF. I really don't think he wants to be part of that. He doesn't want people telling him how to run his country.
Not at all. Not at all. Even though he was at one point involved with them. But that's, I believe, early on before the whole agenda turned totally maniacal.
Yeah.
But no, he has no interest in Russia being a small, you know, member of a global commune. He wants Russian autonomy and sovereignty, the same way Trump wants autonomy and sovereignty for the United States.
And that's why they want to take him out.
That's right. Even as we sit here today, if Ukraine would allow the Donbass region and Deskino on the eastern border to have autonomy, not to become part of Russia, but to be their own nation, their own sovereign area, the war from Russia's side would end instantly. But that's not really what the issue is for the people fighting on the side of Ukraine. Their side is to remove Putin from power in Russia.
And that's exactly what Zelensky came right out and said, is they will have tanks in Red Square and Putin is like over my dead body. So we know where this is going and we know the United States is funding it. We got people like Lindsey Graham that just right out of the box in your face saying we need to give more money to Ukraine and we need to fight this bad guy. They've already set up the good versus evil. People cannot get this stuff out of their craw. It's a bad situation for everybody. And, you know, it's just adding a whole new dimension to white flight, because now people who have the critical thinking going on like we do, we're having this discussion for a reason. They are trying to figure out where they're going to hunker down, how they're going to survive this. This is what this is all about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. At this point, you know, there's certain things I don't think we're going to be able to avoid at this point. I don't think they're going to let us. And that's like, over many years of writing, readers would write me and ask questions. And they go, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I'm going, well, you know, whatever it is we do, they're not going to allow us to do it. Bottom line. Not at this stage. At one stage, yes. At this stage, no.
Wow. Lex Green, we're going to have you back on the show, because once we get into this discussion, folks, I realize it's heavy, but this is what it's all about. We got to talk about the truth. We got to talk about what's really going on and what we can do to fix our own situations, because the government sure is not doing it. Lex Green, thank you so much for being on the show. God bless you, sir, and all the work you're doing, you and your group. We're going to have you back on again, because we got to keep this discussion going, folks. There's just no other way around it. We'll be back with our Friday edition tomorrow here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.